USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. The White House's chief medical advisor saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID cases are trending downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. President Biden is urging Russia to choose diplomacy over war. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States remains committed to intensive high-level diplomacy to ease tensions between Ukraine and Russia. Biden warning there will be swift and harsh economic consequences if Russia invades Ukraine.
We'll put intense pressure on their largest and most significant financial institutions and key industries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Inflation continues to be a concern for Americans as prices for everyday goods are increasing. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming the inflation on Democrats' spending bills.
Even top liberal economists warn Democrats' agenda could spark massive inflation. The consequences for working families have been particularly harsh. Essential goods have played an outsized role in driving up prices overall.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The calendar may say February, but Mother Nature appears to have some severe thunderstorms on tap for parts of the South. Parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky could see wild weather in the coming days. Hail, high winds, and tornadoes are all possible from the storms expected to fire up Wednesday into Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A poll is bringing Democrats and Republicans together. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House.
Some Texas mail-in ballots are being returned because a wrong form of identification was used. Country music star Trace Atkins is set to sing the national anthem at the Daytona 500 on Sunday. The Daytona International Speedway is back to full capacity with a sold-out event this weekend. Atkins has sold more than 11 million albums during his career and is a multi-time Grammy nominee. NFL Hall of Fame cornerback Charles Woodson was named the Grand Marshal and will give the command for drivers to start their engines. Some Texas mail-in ballots were returned because the wrong identification was used.
March 1st is Texas primary election. Some mail-in ballots were sent back because of errors. In Harris County, of the 6,500 mail-in ballots, 2,500 were returned because a wrong ID was used. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.